Let's go all access with Aditi. Aditi, Cooper Kupp, do you think he'll end up in Pittsburgh when it's all said and done?
I don't think it's that likely.
Do you think he ends
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be such a buzzkill. I feel like we've done this all summer. I know, all summer. Like, everybody you wanted, right? Like, how many people have we been through this?
Aditi, if they do get
Devontae Adams, who was it before Devontae Adams?
They were at the goal line with Ayuk.
Not happening. Yeah.
Pony said if they get Kupp in a trade, he's going to get a face tattoo. Aditi.
I mean, why does Pony say things like this?
Funny.
Do you realize you have a wife and a child? You have an obligation to people beyond just yourself.
A tweeter said that to him last night. I saw it because I was tagged in it and said, you have a wife and a young daughter. Why are you doing these kinds of things?
I can't raise. What's that say? Look at Jelly Roll, the great country music performer. He has all kinds of face tattoos. He's providing wonderfully for
Pony,
his family.
Pony, oh my goodness. This is so ridiculous. Nico, if I put a tattoo on my face and went to your school, what would you think? Like a permanent tattoo. He just said, I would hate you. Your daughter will one day grow up, and that's what she would say. Pony, from his mouth. He literally just said that. I didn't make it up.
What if it was one of those, like, tear tattoos beneath one of my eyes?
That would mean that I killed somebody. Isn't that like a Chris Gang sign? Oh. Oh, my God.
You are very up on the meaning of tears.
Worse and worse.
You don't think people would be more intimidated by me if they saw that?
No.
You don't need to be intimidated to keep people away. You just have to shout takes
okay,
at
Okay, so
them.
Are you saying that you don't think Cooper Kupp will be traded to the Steelers, or you don't think he'll be traded, period, with that scoffing sound you made at the beginning of this interview?
I don't think it was a scoffing sound. I feel like I dash your dreams on a regular basis.
You know, it's not really that big of a fantasy. Like, if they can steal him, I want to do it, but the report is a second-round pick, and I wouldn't make that trade. Even though I'm desperate for a wide receiver.
I agree. I think that the price for the Steelers is too high, or the price would be too high, and I just don't see it at this particular moment, considering what the price being bandied about is. I don't necessarily see that happening.
And it has been bandied about.
I love how, you know, the Steelers just won this game. And we can argue about the quality of the Jets, and I'll certainly feel a lot better in talking about who they are and where they are after this weekend. But it was an exciting win.
See, I know
it was an ugly first half, and they got a gut check, and they played better. And
but you
instead
gotta,
of sitting here and you, thinking well, about on, the optimism
hold,
of that.
No, that is optimism, because hold on a second. You know Steelers fans. Now that they won a game like that and they saw what Russell Wilson can do, it's let's get the missing piece and let's take this thing from 9-8 and 1-done to beating the Baltimores and Buffaloes and Kansas Cities in the playoffs, and Cooper Kupp can help us do that. That's what it is.
Did you really watch Baltimore Monday night and think that you're one piece away?
From beating them, yes.
Seriously. No, Mosley,
Aditi,
is that what you think?
Aditi, wait, no, of
no,
course not, because I'm
a
reasonable
Jackson Ravens apologist. That's why.
Aditi, because I'm a reasonable person and both of my frontal lobes are functioning. That's why I don't think they're one piece away. Pony,
from beating the Ravens, they always
Aditi,
beat the Ravens.
Aditi, let me just quickly give you Pony's synopsis there. They play Lamar better than almost any team plays Lamar, and Lamar
correct.
Chokes in the playoffs.
Correct.
And therefore, because John Harbaugh tries to outfox and prove that he's so much smarter than Mike Tomlin, it backfires like a Wile E. Coyote, Looney
yep.
Tunes thing, and therefore he doesn't worry about the Ravens. I, a person with eyes, look at one of the greatest running backs who's ever lived, along with the greatest running quarterback of all time, and see a terrifying offense that can do whatever it wants.
And a defense with Roquan Smith that actually
stinks.
Is playing incredibly well, too. No, can be. It will get itself on track. And I would warn you, after having seen the Bengals up close,
yep.
now that the Bengals' defensive front is indeed healthy, and they're not playing with their fifth and sixth linemen in the interior of their defensive line, I mean, any team with Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins, that's a cheat code.
Aditi, you're going to be uncomfortable when I say this. You and I are shockingly aligned right now on where the Steelers fall. I said yesterday that I thought they might still be the third best team in the AFC North.
I mean, and we all know that once you get into the playoffs, it's all about getting into the dance, and it's all about being the best that day or having the formula that day. And we've certainly seen the Steelers have formulas many a time, and this season alone. You can't ever underestimate the coach that Mike Tomlin is. We haven't heard in years what we're hearing Devontae Adams say about the Jets, that he doesn't like his team's energy. That's certainly not something that we hear about with the Steelers. But you look at that Bengals roster, you look at who Joe Burrow is, and I don't care what you saw from Russell Wilson. There's no way that you can tell me that Russell Wilson is Joe Burrow.
Well, wait a minute here.
Or that Russell Wilson is Lamar Jackson. And when I just... But I hate when, you know, like, I sound like such a Debbie Downer when we go down these paths.
Well, you're right. He's not those guys. He's got a Lombardi and he's got a ring on his finger, and those two guys don't. So that is a very astute observation by you. And that is why you are part of the NFL on CBS and I'm not.
That was a lot of sarcasm right there, wasn't it? I mean, a lot. Is that better or worse than congratulations on all your success?
Is it better or worse than you saying that my wife and daughter are in the process of disowning me 5 minutes ago?
Well, she's right about that part, though,
Pony. They're not in the process. I'm telling you that you should expect consequences if you tattoo Cooper Kupp on your face.
I'm not going to actually put it's. I didn't say what exactly I was going to put on my face. It could be a nice face tattoo. What if I put my daughter's initials on my face?
Where exactly on your face?
My forehead, maybe. There's a lot of room there.
My goodness.
Yeah.
How do we go down these paths? Like, really, how do we go down these
paths?
We
thought he was going to...
You know what? You know what you can feel really good about, though?
What?
The Steelers are absolutely in better shape than the Cleveland Browns,
oh,
who today made a move that is beyond head-shaking.
Oh, they took play-calling duties away from Stefanski, right?
It makes zero sense. They have tried to shoehorn this horrible offense that makes absolutely no sense into their building this season at the behest of Deshaun Watson. Their install, which is the responsibility of the offensive coordinator, has been such an abject failure that they are probably the sloppiest team I've seen all year. It's unforced error after unforced error after unforced error because the teaching in the installation of the offense is that terrible. So if there is a lining to Deshaun Watson getting hurt, and I went on record yesterday saying, well, maybe now Kevin Stefanski can finally go back to the offense that over the last 3 years has had success, that led to their first playoff win in who knows how many years, that led to them going to the playoffs last year behind five different starting quarterbacks. They can go back to the under center boots, the outside zone run game.
Nope.
Great.
Nope.
And instead, they decide to hand play calling duties to a guy that Buffalo, for very good reason, took play-calling duties away from.
And fired last season. This is why Juju said the Browns is the Browns. Really?
I mean, so, it just, yeah.
But hey, you know what? Miles Garrett did say Deshaun Watson model citizen, so they've got that going for
them. You know what? That, to me, I don't know how you get from A to B. And I like Miles Garrett a lot. I appreciate Miles Garrett right now is out there with two foot injuries, an Achilles injury, a thigh injury. By all rights, he should be shutting it down and getting surgery, but it means so much to him. And this is what he's all about. Okay, great. I admire all that. And I also understand why you would say, just as a human being, you have empathy for another human being. I can understand that piece of it if he wants to go there. But, yeah, I can't.
One of the most tone-deaf things I've ever heard.
Aditi, Matthew tweets
us. I don't disagree.
And this is a response to some of what Pony was saying and how exasperated you sounded with him. He said, every week Aditi is on the show, she sounds more like a mother whose kids have climbed out onto the roof after listening to your responses to Pony.
Thank goodness.
Are you good cop or bad cop in the parenting situation? You do the good cop or bad cop work there in the parenting role in your household? Are you the sneaking treats and stuff like that and buying them things and spoiling them?
I mean, I'm a little bit of both. I'm definitely the stricter one, but I'm also the one that they love more and find more encouraging and turn to.
They love more.
I mean, you can ask them. I'm happy to bring them inside and put them on the radio.
I understand that, Aditi, because if you ask both of my sons, who do you love more, Lennox wouldn't even let you finish the question before he'd say mom, and Ace would just immediately turn away and run to Alex. So I know what that's like.
I mean, both of them, even the 9-year-old on his own will say, I love you, mom, not even in response. We'll just say it. They both are in the habit of saying, I love you more if I say I love you. And
you've got to celebrate that, right? Are you doing like a small fist pump when you hear that, like, yes, I'm the one.
I mean, I feel a little sad for my husband. I usually walk to the bus stop to pick up Nico, and yesterday Matt insisted on going, and he came home and he said that the first thing Nico said was, "Where's mom?" And then he said he didn't really want to talk to him. And he felt like Nico was really disappointed his mother wasn't there. And I mean, that makes me an awful person if it makes me feel good, right?
Yeah, like, you're allowed to have a chuckle about that.
Aditi, enjoy that production meeting with Aaron Rodgers, and we'll talk next week.
Wait, can I just I will, but can I just tell you one really quick one since we're talking about this? The kids actually, since I have the Bengals with the Browns, Matt brought the kids to Cleveland, and they came to the game. They were on the field pregame, and then they went to the game on Sunday. And anybody who was actually watching, since this game was on in our market, and Pony, I would have thought you would have watched since I'm supposed to be your friend, and that would be supportive. In any case, they put Matt, Nico, and Kaya on TV. And Spiro, our play-by-play guy, says, you know, there's Aditi's family, husband Matt, kids Nico and Kaya. And then he says, Matt, husband of the year, taking care of the kids while letting Aditi do her thing.
Oh, I'm sensing a little bit of friction in that broadcast booth.
I mean, my mother in the family group chat wrote back 100% agree. So I feel like I have more beef with my mother than I do with Spiro.
Aditi, thank
you. Just so you guys know, you're not taking care of your kids when they're your kids.
Exactly.
And you don't let your wife do anything.
Right.
Thank you.
See, Aditi, that's what Amanda says to me all the time. Okay.